want to sign it too?
On a chilly Monday afternoon, a group of students and middle-aged mothers crowded around a small banner with a bag of markers outside of Boulder's municipal building.
Today we are signing a background checks now sign that we will be sending to the Senate floor to encourage them to take action to save lives.
That's Hannah Sanders, a 19-year-old student at the University of Colorado Boulder. She's a volunteer with Students Demand Action, a group calling for reforms to lax gun laws.
I come from Littleton, Colorado, so, you know, I grew up around Columbine, and I actually got involved through the Columbine Moms Demand Action. And, you know, I've just had a few experiences, and it's just, the real scary part is how normal it is. You know, you just become numb, and every time you see there's a shooting in the news, you just have to really fight to not be numb. And I think for a lot of us in Students Demand Action, it's a place where we can meet with each other and see that we shouldn't have to feel this way. I think kids are used to feeling this way, that it's normal to go to school and have an active shooter drill, and that's not the normal, and they shouldn't have to go through that.
Sanders says she was encouraged to see the executive action taken last week by President Joe Biden and hopes it can build momentum to push legislation on background checks through the Senate. The bill, H.R. 8, also known as the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, passed the House last month, not long before the mass shootings in Atlanta and Boulder. It aims to prohibit the private, unlicensed sales of firearms without background checks, thereby closing what is often known as the gun show loophole. Boulderite stay-at-home mom Mary Liz Calloway came out to support the students Monday for reasons that are as political as they are personal.
I have been shaken to my core from the shooting at King Soopers, a place where I was at about 45 minutes before the shooter showed up. And I am feeling still quite a bit of anger that we have created a society where we allow people access to very deadly guns immediately upon request. Unless they have a felony conviction, and then they can just take it into any old supermarket and shoot it up. This is a crazy state of affairs, and we don't see it in other countries, and I want it to end here.
Calloway says she comes from a family full of hunters in Louisiana. While gun control can be a polarizing topic, Calloway says the issue of background checks is one upon which they can all agree.
Both my very conservative father and my conservative uncle thinks it's an excellent idea to have background checks. And they have actually supported it for years. And these are registered active Republicans. And it's crazy that it hasn't become law. It's not a political risk. Americans of all types and all localities and all political persuasions want to have background checks, universal background checks. And it's just time to make our elected representatives actually deliver it.
Every Town for Gun Safety, of which Students and Moms Demand Action are a part, is organizing a series of cross-country events throughout the month, calling on the Senate to pass the measure for universal background checks. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young in Boulder.